Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Sales of new electric cars are down 22% so far this year, and overall, sales of electric vehicles have fallen in 7 of the last 9 months, would you believe? That's according to motor industry figures released just today. Their share of the overall new car market has dropped below 13%. Meanwhile, sales of new petrol and diesel cars are higher than last year, with petrol models making up about one third, 33.3% of the new car market, followed by diesel with 23% of the market. We're joined now by Brian Cook, who's DG of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
I have to zero in, I must say, Brian, first of all, on the EV figures. When there's such a push to get people to go green, and we're seeing the figures for electric vehicles falling, why is that?
Yeah, well, the numbers don't lie. I think you're right, Cormac, that the striking figure of new car sales for each of the last 3 months has been the fall in electric vehicle sales. We had hoped to see an increase this year, and they're back to 2022 levels. They're only barely ahead of 2022. So I think what we're seeing is, in terms of new technology adoption, the early adopters have been exhausted, and they're people who are into their technology. They're also people who have the financial wherewithal to buy new products, and obviously a car is a big ticket item. So we're now moving towards the mass market, the early stages of the mass market, and that is proving a bigger challenge. And I think if we look at any survey we've done ourselves, or the AA, or any other body has done, the big issue is the cost of electric vehicles, and also range anxiety. So they seem to be the two big issues, and they're bigger issues for the next cohort of buyers that we're trying to convince to move
electric. I'm still confused, Brian, because put up against that, right, the early adopters argument, fair enough. But up against that, then, you have now more cars in the second-hand car market in the EV category. And also the charging stations are being developed up and down the country all the time. So you'd imagine that, as is the range anxiety question, that's being improved all the time. So I'm still flummoxed. Is there a communication problem, I wonder?
Oh, well, there is also a communication. What I would say about the second-hand car market, there's only about 12,000 electric vehicles in the Irish fleet that are over 3 years old. So the second-hand car market is very immature, and there is a limited supply, but it is starting to improve. I think the second-hand car market will become more apparent over the next two or 3 years. In terms of charging and range anxiety, we're actually lucky in Ireland because we have a lot of houses with driveways, so people can actually charge at home. And I think 90% of charging, 80 to 90% is actually done at home. In terms of our, the national charging infrastructure, the one that we see on motorways or in sports clubs, there are loads of great plans, and it has improved, but it hasn't kept pace with the growth in electric vehicle sales. So what we need to see is more delivery on those plans, and we need to see more high-powered charging where people can charge their cars quickly.
Okay, and the figures don't lie, do they? Because do you remember what the original government target for EVs was?
Well, I think if you're talking about the 2008 target, which was, I think, 200,000 by 2020, and we're now in 2024, and we've about 75,000 fully electric vehicles on the road. But I think that was done before we had any start or any sense of what might be out there in the electric vehicle space. Look, we will have hundreds of thousands of these electric vehicles on the road over the next 5 or 6 years. So the sea change is happening, but obviously it's not happening as quick as the government would like.
No, and nor as quickly as this listener would like, to 51551. It's simple, Cormac, says this listener. The grants have been slashed while they continue to increase in fuel costs. Where is the money going, says that listener?
Well, look, the grants were reduced last year, and I think it was reduced on the basis that, electric vehicle, the thing was, it was growing every year. It was reduced from 5,000 to 3,500 euro. Also, the home charger grant was reduced from 600 to 300 euro. We're actually now back in 2022, so it might make sense to reinstate the grant, even for a short period of time, until we get back even to 2023 figures, and then see where we go from there.
Powering ahead, before I let you go, is sales of petrol and diesel cars. There's no climate anxiety among drivers, is there, Brian?
Well, look, I think you have to look at that in the context. In 2019, nearly 90% of new cars sold in Ireland were diesel or petrol. And that's down to just over 50% now. So while they have grown this year, and I think one of the reasons they've grown is there were supply issues for petrol and diesel cars last year. They're no longer there. Mm. And we've seen a big increase in hybrid vehicles, both plug-in and conventional hybrids. And there is an electric vehicle piece. There is an electric piece to that driving as well. I actually started off in a hybrid before I went to electric. So it does give a very positive driving experience when you drive on the battery. So, but we're not going back to the days where the vast majority of cars are internal combustion engines.
Listener, are you as positive and as optimistic as Brian Cook, who's DG of CIMI, the Motor Industry Society of Ireland? Thank you very much, Brian. You can text me, listener, the answer to that question to 51551.